We all want our kids to learn from us, but they always learn more than we intend. When our son Graham was 7, we vacationed at Sunset Beach. One of the few things on our to-do list was to go crabbing. Now, crabbing was a family tradition for us. My grandmother, Zelma Dement-Keeter, taught us how to do it when I was young, and I was eager to pass it on to Graham. Before North Carolina's beaches were so developed, there were lots of tidal pools where crabs gathered on the bottom. It was easy to catch him by tossing a raw chicken neck at the end of about 30 feet of twine into a tidal pool, where the chicken neck sank to the bottom. We then slowly pulled the chicken neck back out of the water. The hungry crabs kept feeding on the chicken neck and followed it right up into the shallow water, where we scooped them up in a long-handled net, often several at a time. And the same chicken neck could be used over and over. We had everything we needed except chicken necks. So one afternoon we hiked to the single Sunset Beach store, only to find plenty of beer and hot dogs, but no chicken necks. We either had to make some compromises or leave the beach and drive several miles to the inland grocery store and back. In that instant, I realized what would have been obvious to every dad on vacation at every beach in all the world. Crabs probably love hot dogs. After all, everybody loves hot dogs. If we substituted a hot dog for a chicken neck, we'd soon be catching crabs. So we bought a package of hot dogs and went crabbing. That was Plan A. At the tidal pool, we tied a hot dog to the twine and tossed it in the water. To our surprise, we learned that hot dogs, unlike chicken necks, float. Crabs don't come to the top because seagulls will have them for lunch. In fact, as we stared at our bobbing hot dog, a seagull swooped down, pulled it from the twine, and made off with it. This plan wasn't going to work. We needed a weight tied just below the hot dog to carry it down to the bottom where the crabs could find it. But we were on the beach, surrounded by sand, and didn't have anything suitable with us. And we walked past a very full and very smelly trash can about 200 yards back up the beach. I'm not proud of it, but I stuck both arms up to my shoulders inside that trash can and pushed all that nasty trash around looking for something heavy, all the while holding my breath to avoid the rich aroma of warm trash on a summer's day. Well, I realize this father and son activity is something social services might have been interested in at the time, but we were on a mission, and maybe we could find something in that trash can that would work. And we did. Inside was an empty wine bottle with a screw on top. We could fill the bottle with water, tie both it and the hot dog to the twine, toss it in, and we'd soon be catching crabs. That was Plan B. The assembly went well. Unfortunately, when we threw the bottle in, the weight pulled the string tight in midair, cutting the hot dog cleanly in half. The two halves floated on the tidal pool for only a few seconds before the seagulls swooped down and made off with them. The wine bottle, of course, went to the bottom as planned. Unless crabs are attracted to wine bottles, this wasn't going to work either, and by now more and more seagulls had gathered for a hot dog feast. Soon we had another idea. We could fill the bottle with water again, but instead of using the screw top this time, we could jam a hot dog into the bottle. The crabs would find that part of the hot dog still outside the bottle, and we'd soon be catching crabs. That was Plan C. Sure enough, the hot dog fit snugly into the bottle, so we tied the whole contraption to the twine and tossed it in the water. This time, everything worked. The bottle sank to the bottom with the hot dog while dozens of seagulls screeched in disappointment. When we slowly pulled the bottle into shallow water, there they were, several happy crabs feasting on the hot dog, while others followed just waiting to get a taste. We netted these and repeated the procedure several times that afternoon, and rather than have them for dinner, Graham and I caught and released dozens of crabs, and we all had a great old time. Our crabbing adventure certainly didn't work out the way I planned it. Graham may not have learned the traditional or even remotely sane way of going crabbing, but he did learn perseverance, determination, ingenuity, patience, and how to have fun. Those things seem more important now, anyway. And one thing we both learned that day, crabs do love hot dogs.